Welcome to Divine Destiny with Paul Worden. Last week, Paul taught, Stop Struggling. Today, he'll be teaching, The Trap of Compromise. Let's join Paul now as he teaches, The Trap of Compromise.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Worden, and I would like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministries. I hope you all are enjoying this study as much as I am enjoying it. I hope the Lord is opening your eyes and open up in your heart and your mind to grasp this and to understand it. And I hope that you are using these tools and things that we have been discussing and talking about, how God will use you and bless you, and all he asks of us is to trust him and to believe in him. Last time we were together, we were talking about stopping struggling. You remember in Genesis 32:28, the angel told Jacob that he already had something that he was still struggling to attain. Jacob did not need to struggle for God's power because he already had sufficient power given to him years previously by the Lord. And as you and I, as a believer, God has given us the same power to meet every challenge in life. So we need to stop struggling because God has promised us the power. All we have to do is believe and to claim it and to use it, because not out of our strength, not of our will, but through the strength and the will of God, how we can achieve and stop struggling. And today I kind of like to talk a little bit about the trap of compromise. It seems like everything in life anymore is a compromise. We got to compromise something to get something or to give something or to receive something. And I want to talk to you a little bit about understanding God's promises where we don't have to compromise. Because of a lack of understanding of God's promises, Jacob almost succumbed again to the trap of compromise. God had told Jacob to return to his homeland, that it would be well with him, and that he would be blessed. Doubting God's promises and acting out of fear, Jacob made plans to compromise with his brother. You remember he perceived his brother Esau to be his enemy. He decided he would try to appease Esau with bribes and gifts. One of the greatest temptations believers face when we encounter challenges is to compromise. For example, a church may sincerely want to reach a city for God. They have the spiritual power and the authority to do this. But what they do instead is compromise biblical standards to try to attract people to the church. They try wooing them with worldly activities instead of creating an environment where the supernatural power of God is manifested. They let down their godly standards to achieve what the world calls success in their ministries. There are many believers who begin their work for God on a proper foundation. They've built their ministry on the scriptures, prayer, and the moving of the Holy Spirit, and on God's promises. Somewhere along the way, however, they become sidetracked. They try to become somebody by compromising with the world. They yield to those who said they would donate substantial finances if they would do things a certain way, or this one would come or that one would come if we would do this, so we compromise to accommodate the world. Do you want your ministry to be God-controlled or man-controlled? Compromise results in a ministry that is man-controlled and devoid of the power of God. Compromise affects your integrity, your standards, and the Word of God, and your destiny. Jacob's name was changed to reflect who he was in God. He had all the power he needed to face any circumstance. He didn't need to resort to bribes or compromise. As a believer, you too have been given a new name that reflects who you are in Christ. You are a Christian and have been given the name of Jesus with all its inherent power. You do not need to resort to worldly tactics to succeed. What spiritual compromise are you making? Are you listening to unwise counsel from those around you who are telling you to compromise in your life or ministry? Compromise is the arch enemy of divine destiny. Do not listen to the lies of the enemy, because all he wants to do is destroy you, destroy your testimony, destroy your dream, destroy your vision, and destroy your ministry. Do not consider the unwise counsel of those around you. Determine that you will never compromise with the enemy in order to achieve success. It is not necessary, because you have supernatural power within you that is equal to any task. Because God promised that He will never leave us, God promised us that He will see us through, He gave you that dream, He gave you that promise, and we do not have to compromise to appease the world. If we do what God has commanded us to do and what God has put in our heart to do, you and I would both be totally amazed on what we can accomplish and what we can do through God with God's help. We don't have to compromise. All we have to do is claim the promises that God has given us and walk out and do this, because God has said He's going to be there and help you and to lead you and to guide you. All we have to do is trust Him. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, how I thank You that we don't have to compromise with the enemy. We don't have to compromise with the world. Father, we just do what You tell us to do, what You have put in our hearts to do. If we would just trust You, if we would just claim the promises, we have all the power, all the things that we need to do to make this dream and this reality in our hearts, to make it strong for You. Father, I pray that You will touch each and every one that is hearing this. Father, help them to know they don't have to compromise. All they have to do is trust in You and to believe in You, and You will show us the right way, the right words, and the right things that we need to do. Father, help us to trust in You and to claim these promises, I pray. Father, I thank You for all of this in Jesus' wonderful, precious, mighty name. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us and today's teaching, The Trap of Compromise. Join Paul next week as he teaches Taking the Lead. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnish all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you if you're enjoying Paul's teachings today. You can email us. Our email is divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltmforchrist.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.